Nolte, Only a Monster Would Afflict Children with Eco-Anxiety. By John Nolte on September 21, 2019. What kind of monster afflicts children with eco-anxiety by telling them they will be dead in 12 years? I'll tell you who: the child abusers in the establishment media, the environmental movement, and the Democrat Party, that's who. What's especially disturbing is that children are being taught the opposite of empathy. Empathy is the most important value an adult can impart to a child. But what these kids are being encouraged to become is nothing less than wild-eyed. Religious fanatics where non-believers are fingered as the enemy, as heretics looking to destroy the world and kill everyone. And this is always the result of such things, of the moral certainty of a zealot mixed with intolerance. Even if climate change were not a hoax, even if global warming were real, it's not, burdening children with eco-anxiety would still be indefensible. You don't do this to children. You don't shit all over their childhood. Even if this massive hoax were not a hoax, it is not the child's responsibility to fix it. That responsibility falls on the adults. And another responsibility that falls on adults is to not only protect children, but to protect their innocence, protect them from the horrors of real life, protect the magic of those wonder years. Sadly, once you realize climate change is a hoax wrapped in a left-wing political movement, this deliberate act of terrorizing children with lies, a lie every bit as audacious as saying a meteor will hit the Earth in 12 years, is revealed as something truly insidious. Unfortunately, though, and we see this in our public schools and popular culture, the happiest place in the world for a leftist is that spot between parent and child, and that influential spot is mercilessly abused to destroy the most precious gift of childhood, innocence. These wicked people relentlessly abuse their power to sexualize our children, lie to them about the biology of gender, radicalize them politically, and now, they are so desperate to push the climate change hoax, there's a full-blown propaganda campaign to scare the living hell out of them. Hopefully, most of the kids who went on Friday's climate strike were doing exactly what kids should be doing. Leading the stupid adults on so they can cut class to smoke a few Newports and watch Dave Chappelle's latest Netflix special. Because that's what kids should be doing, rebelling against these sanctimonious tyrants in the same way my generation, the 70s and 80s, rebelled against hippie boomers. In the same way the boomers rebelled against their more conservative parents. Some of these kids are only 9 or 10, and instead of playing video games or kickball, instead of throwing snowballs at cars and playing catch, instead of playing dolls and dress up, they're stressing over their own extinction. Even if I knew for a fact the world would end in 10 years or 5 years, even tomorrow, I would never burden children with this knowledge. No decent person would. My God, childhood ends in a wink, let them enjoy it. Only a villain would rob kids of these precious years. My school years fell between 1970 and 1984, and as you can probably tell from my grammar, I'm a product of public schools. My generation, the duck and cover generation, wasn't completely immune to this. There were the Cold War and the accompanying threat of nuclear annihilation. And like today's climate change hoax, we had our own enviro hoaxes. The coming ice age, overpopulation, no more oil, killer bees, etc. Our school's weekly reader regularly fretted over pollution, which was a real problem back then. Yeah, I remember all that, but we were never terrorized over it. We were never told it was our responsibility to fix it. And we certainly were never told doomsday was imminent, so we had to take it to the street. We were kids, for crying out loud. You don't do that to children. At least we used to not do that to children. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.